Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 336. My name is Christopher Q. I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And playing the part of Jason A. Stryker this week, Mr. John West.
Whatever, I am Jason. I'm tall and stuff.
Dude, you're on my height. Shut up.
You ain't tall.
I'm not tall.
No, you're taller than I am. But, so... You guys might remember John from some of our Mass Effect episodes, or there's a couple of the, you were on one Mass Effect episode.
We're just being an asshole.
Were you on the Fallout episode?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So there you go. Sir,
you are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir. So he's done a couple of the special episodes with us, and he's been playing a lot of Destiny, and we've been playing a lot of Destiny, so it seems like it would work out. So we're going to see how that works out. So beforehand, for the break, we're going to talk about distractions. Then we'll come back and do some news. New releases, and then we'll wrap up and get out of here. So, but before we do that, let's see what's going on. John, what's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I play games. That's it. Let's talk about games.
I like it.
All right, well, let's see how Jeff's doing first. Jeff.
I'm a homeowner now.
I was going to say, how did moving go, dude?
It went well. Nothing went bad. It was just very fucking tiring. Like, it drained the hell out of us. It was.
Now, did you move all your stuff yourself?
Yeah, we didn't get movers or anything like that. We had, I had a few of my friends help out, which was amazing. If they're listening, they know who they are. They fucking love you guys.
Guys, get some beer and pizza, man.
You did hook
them up with beer and pizza, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Cause and that's like the long standing tradition for people that help you move.
Exactly.
And beer, now you have to help them move.
Oh, the people that help me, we're just kind of like, we always help each other when each other move. So it's always a, you know, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours thing, as
good
long
deal.
As there's pizza and beer involved.
So, that's right. Good stuff.
And gentle ass grabbing. So all things are present.
Shit, that's just
weekend.
Bonus.
Exactly. But yeah, we thought we didn't have that much stuff or it would be that bad until we actually started moving and we go, oh my God, we actually have a lot more shit than we thought, and packing was a pain in the ass, and just everything just took a lot longer than we thought it would. But we did. We got everything moved in, like, on the Saturday. Pretty much everything. We have to just get rid of a few stuff at our other place that we technically still have till September 30th. So we have, like, a bed to get rid of and a couple of chairs, and that's pretty much it. We're probably just going to dump it in the dump or something like that. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was tiring. I took, like, 3 days off for the move because we moved a bunch of shit beforehand where me and Tanya would just, like, load up the car, drive to the place, drop it off, come back, load up the car, drive back. And even with all that shit, we still took a long time to move on the Saturday. And then I didn't call in sick to work on Monday, but, I didn't go to work on Monday because, we still quite weren't done yet. And we had a big snafu with Sears Canada, which what happened was we got a gift from Tanya's parents. They bought us a new bed. For like a wedding gift kind of thing.
Okay.
So they weren't going to give it to us till, because originally we weren't going to buy a place till after we got married. So it just turned out we decided to buy this place before we got married. So they ordered us a new bed. It was supposed to be delivered on the Thursday. And so Tanya's mom took the day off work. So she was like helping paint and everything. Actually, she did all the painting, which is amazing. Thanks to her. She's awesome. We were going to like paint it and stuff, but she was like, no, I'll paint it. She likes doing that kind of stuff. So she was here painting and waiting for the bed to be delivered. And then we get a phone call at like 5 o'clock saying from her, from Tiny Sister saying, by the way, Sears is here to deliver a bed and we told them they're at the wrong address. They deliver the bed at the billing address, not the delivery address, which is about 25 minutes away. And it's like the end of the day on Thursday. So we're like, well, what the fuck? We need to be here because it says it's going to be delivered. No one's going to be here tomorrow on Friday. And, made a big stink. They said, okay, we'll get back to you soon. We'll let you know whether we're gonna deliver it tonight or not, but we'll know within like half an hour. We get no phone call. We wait about an hour and a bit. We call back like, oh yeah, they're not delivering it. We're like, what the fuck? Why didn't somebody call us? Their customer support sucked balls. They couldn't guarantee they would even deliver it on Friday. They said it would be like September 18th. And we're like,
what?
No, that can't, that can't happen because we don't have a bed.
Sleep on the floor for a week.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said. Like, Tanya's like, even though it's not true, she was like, oh, well, now I'm embarrassed because I bought this as a wedding gift. Now they're going to have to sleep on the floor because it said it was going to be here. When we were staying at our other place until the Saturday, but regardless, they don't have to know that. They should have been here. Not a sorry, not a whatever. They just were like, well, no, we can't do it, blah, blah. And I will urge every one of you, like, I always hear stories about this, but do it. Complain on Twitter. That shit gets stuff done. Like, it's because they know that is public and they know
it works for Kevin Smith.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, Kevin Smith has millions of followers. I do not have millions of followers. But why it not? Shows you. Yeah, it just shows you just go ahead. Yeah, that's a good question, John. Why not?
But, get on that.
Are you following us on Twitter right now, those listening? If you're not, go follow us on Twitter right now.
So I was like, fuck it. We're going through all this shit. Like, it was, this is terrible. We went through like three different types of management and no one can give us a solid answer. Oh, they find on Friday, they find us, okay, we'll get it there Friday. We call Friday. It's not going to be delivered. We're like, what the fuck's going on? Well, it was all snappy. So I go on Twitter. I do the whole complaint thing. Tanya retweets it and we get a reply back. It was the next day because it was kind of late on Thursday when he set the thing. They were like, oh shit, we'll get in touch with somebody. Somebody from like their head office contacted Tanya's mom and basically said, yeah, everything's going to be fine. We'll get it there on Saturday. Like, for sure, we'll send you guys, like, $150, like, a gift voucher for, whatever and all this other stuff. Like, great. That did it. So it did get delivered, finally. And, so we got it, and that was good. And so, yeah, don't complain to customer service. Don't complain to managers. Put your shit on Twitter. And that's what gets the fucking
that
results.
That is how you get things done.
It's not an isolated incident to Sears. They're like, oh, I'm dealing with this person. No, it's going to be out in the public and it's going to be retweeted. And even if only like certain amount of people see it, it's still a lot more than nobody. So, and they look for that shit. That's why they have community managers and shit like that. So
yeah,
do that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So yeah, that was good. That's pretty much it. Now it looks like someone lives here now. Doesn't look like a storage unit of boxes everywhere. There's still boxes in places. But I love now that we have a den.
Are you sitting on milk crates?
No, I'm actually sitting in a real chair. we have an office now because we have a den in our place now, like a second room. So I have a bunch of shit.
Well, you're ahead of the game then.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like a man cave / like office. So it's kind of cool. So yeah, we really love it. I had a whole buyer's remorse the first time we came here when the other people moved out and we saw it like all empty. And I was like, I don't know if we made the right decision. Then once we got it all painted and everything in here, it's looking really good and weird. Couldn't be happier. So, yeah, I'm getting all grown up and all grown up. The next step now is getting on that planning of the wedding because that was kind of put on hold for the last month and a half while we got this whole condo thing worked out. So, yeah, that's about it.
Good stuff. You sound busy. That's all right.
Oh, my God. It's been crazy. Good to talk games, though. It's been a while. It's been like 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks, yeah, because you had all the movie stuff going on and we still can't get a hold of Jason to ever record and...
Schedules are fucked up. Time zones are fucked up.
That is true. That is true. Not much going on this side though. You know, we had, Alora turned 2. I don't know if I,
happy birthday, Alora.
Talked about that, but, we had her little birthday party and that was fun. Bought a new barbecue. So that was cool.
BBQ.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, outside of, you know, normal hanging out with family, you know, just having a good time with my wife and kids and, you know, then not having a good time going to work every day.
Yeah.
Besides that, it's all been about playing games. So, let's talk about that a little bit. Cool. John?
Yes. Don't lead with Destiny. Have you played anything
you
else besides
Destiny? We'll talk about Destiny last. So have you played anything without besides Destiny?
Okay. So the last one was on. I talked about Mass Effect 2.
Played the reading up on Destiny.
So read a lot of forums on stuff since Mass Effect 2.
Yeah. I'm going to go take a poop.
Actually, yeah, I've been checking out a lot of the PS Plus stuff. I actually played Strider, which is actually really cool.
Oh, that's a good game, dude. That's a really good game.
Yeah, I passed on it when it first came out, and I kind of kicked myself, and then PS Plus grabbed it, and that was nice. And playing some more Dragon Crown.
Such a good game. Yeah, I was thinking about getting back to that.
I did download that on Vita.
It's the Vita. Yeah, the Vita was really cool. And, of course, some Diablos.
Of course, the Diablos.
Diablos.
Been playing a lot of that before Destiny came out. I think I got my.
Should be. Oh, never mind.
Where did I get my?
I'm gonna sound like such a negative asshole during the Destiny thing, but I'll preface this now. I do like the game, but Diablo is basically Destiny with the fun put in. That's outside of the gameplay.
Oh, I hear that so often. It's so bad.
You're such a hater, Jeff.
Oh man, we'll get to it, but.
I made a what's the new class? Crusader.
Crusader.
So I have a Crusader that's in the level in like the 40s right now, and then my Demon Hunter is 70, and I can't remember what her Paragon level is. It's like 40 or 50 something. So.
God damn, I'm almost at 70. This happens every time, guys. Like, I remember like when I got it for PC, I'm like, this is gonna be the first game I hit the level cap. PC I got to 53. On PS3 I got to level 57, and, no, 50, 58. It was really, 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 really close to 60. And then now on the current gen, I'm at 69 and very close to 70. It always happens. Something comes out just when I'm about to push me over to that friggin' level cap and I get distracted. But I'm about,
I think it's a subconscious thing. You don't want to match your level.
I want to.
That's the thing. It's like, if you do, you might have to admit you have a problem.
It's so true. I'm one rift thing away, probably, like one, whatever.
Dude, I love away from the that. Rift system.
I've only done one.
Really?
So far.
Oh,
I liked it. No, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. I had one rift, and I told John about this. I had one rift that I was playing. I was soloing, and I got to the Rift Guardian, and as when the Rift Guardian pops in, and all of a sudden the Nemesis horns start going off, and I'm like,
oh,
no,
that's,
come
yeah.
on. So I pretty much hightailed it away from the Rift Guardian, and then killed the Nemesis, and went back and killed the Rift Guardian. But yeah, it was ridiculous.
Crazy.
Continue on.
Yes, you know, it's kind of sucky. I still pop in Diablo like every morning before work just to see if I've got any, you know, free mail legendaries coming in.
Oh shit!
I should do
that.
I completely didn't think about that. I should pop that in.
It's like I got 5 new legendaries. Maybe I should play this. No,
I feel like such an asshole because I've gotten like a bunch of those from people, and I've maybe gotten 3 to give to other people.
Well, you don't control that, so
I know you don't, but I still feel like an asshole.
That doesn't make you an asshole, Jeff.
I still feel like one.
There are a lot of other things that make you an asshole, Jeff.
I feel like they might be thinking, "Why don't I get anything from Goffies? You just like because you don't have to give it to someone. You can destroy it if you want to." It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you just don't want to give it to someone. Maybe he's just not giving shit.
Yeah,
like,
Jeff gets presents and just destroys them. Yes. Because that's less work than just hitting X and sending it.
I know. Hey, man. Just saying.
So, yeah, I think Diablo's and then the biggie. I think that's pretty much it for right now.
All right. Jeff, you said you had quite a few other games.
I do have quite a lot. So, I played some Smash Brothers 3DS.
Oh, nice. How's that?
On the 3DS system. It's Smash Brothers.
So you're one of the billion people that bought it?
No, I didn't buy it. I got thanks to,
they have a demo, don't they?
Super Nintendo, I got a code. He gave me a code for it.
Nice.
I think the demo might be live for everybody right now, but, I got it probably, like, he gave me a code a few days ago, or like last weekend. So
that's
I played
cool.
it. I'm terrible at that game.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'm just not good at it. I got like fighting game. Like twitch reflexes in my shit, like muscle memory, like way shit should work, and I just need to like play it more. I do have fun with it. I only played against I didn't play against anyone online or anything like that. The only complaint I have about it because it runs well. I have a 3DS XL, so I've heard a lot of people complain that on a regular 3DS it's hard to see because the screen's so small.
Oh,
so
really?
I don't have that problem. The problem I do have is you can't map the buttons and you can't use the D-pad, and I hate using that analog nub for anything that's 2D. I just don't like it. And the jump button.
I'm that way too.
Is like X. It should be A. It feels so weird to me, and you can't change the button layout in the demo. So I'm hoping you can do that in the retail, because it really screws me up.
So they do still have it, so you can't use the D-pad for movement?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what keeps me away from that game, because that completely ruins it for me.
Yeah, I don't like using the analog dumb at all.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's awful to play that game.
Sucks.
With. And as much as I try to play the game and get used to the button layout, I can't. I automatically go to, is it even A, whatever the bottom, which would be X on a PS controller?
It's B.
A, is it B?
Yeah, because they do it backwards. They have B and A, and then they have Y and X.
Okay, then I always go to B for jumping, no matter what, no matter how many matches I played, I just cannot get, because it's been how many years of that being the universal jump button in almost everything.
Yeah.
And they have it at this top button, like what would be the Y or the triangle? I'm like, this makes sense! Oh my
Frickin'
God.
Nintendo can't use a D-pad, buttons are backwards.
Fuck this game.
The screen's too small.
No wonder the Wii U won't sell a fucking goddamn anything. But yeah, it's
Nintendo
okay.
sucks.
It's if you can change the button layout, it's almost a for sure probably buy for me, I guess, because I enjoy Smash Bros. As much as I'm terrible at it. I like PlayStation All-Stars. Like, that game's fun just to mess around with people, but, yeah. I think it's kind of cool. I picked up, because when I had my, when did I pick this up? I can't remember what I picked up, but I was in a Best Buy and I picked up the Metro Redux package. Because I never played those.
Oh, okay.
Metro
yeah,
2033
the Metro games.
And Last Light.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. They're surprisingly good.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they're, they're decent. And I heard that back in the day. I remember Travis played Metro 2033 way back then. He said he was pretty good. I don't know if he ever beat it, though. But yeah, they redid the graphics and all that stuff for the first one, make it look more like the second one, which is way more updated. They changed some of the assets around and stuff, and looks good, plays nice. It does have fucking terrible checkpoints, because there's been a couple missions where I'll play for like 15, maybe even like, yeah, about 15 minutes, and then die, and then have to start at the very beginning of that entire section, and it's frustrating, because there's one specific part I must have tried about 25 times, until I finally was like, fuck it, I'm going on YouTube, because it wasn't like a puzzle thing. I just want to see how people, what route they took through this specific area. And because I was like, this is impossible. I don't see how this is possible. And then that's how I ended up fucking doing it. But it's good. It's, for, I think it's $50 or is it $40? $50? Yeah, I think it's $50 for the package. And I think it's pretty solid.
Bad,
it's, yeah, 1080, 60 frames, like upgraded. Like, it's really, I think it's good. I think it's a game that, I also think it's a game that will drop in price soon though, just because of, it is a remake. So I think probably in a couple months, you could probably pick up the whole thing for maybe like 30 or 40, but, I like it. I would recommend it for sure. I'm playing it on the, I'm not playing it on hardcore. Hardcore has like limited, like very limited ammunition. I'm playing on the one where it's still limited, but not quite as limited, because I just want to get through the story and get through the games basically, because we're about to hit that time where the floodgates open and there's like a new game every week.
And so, they've all got collector's editions, and I don't have enough money for all of this.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. But it's
especially with
good.
Infinity coming out next week.
Oh
by
my
the
God.
Way,
oh, it's getting kind of iffy reviews right now. But and again,
I've seen sevens and eights, but that's what I expected. So
I'm not gonna get the game. I'm just gonna get the figures.
Ah,
that's what I've decided. I'll get the game when it's like cheaper or something like that. Because I really have no interest in playing the game at all. I just want the figures.
But Ninja Theory is doing the combat. Come on, man.
For some of the characters, not all the characters. Some of the characters.
Skill trees and all kinds of cool shit.
I have heard that the combat's way improved, but I've heard the game is boring still. It's still very, very repetitive.
Yeah, it's still a kid's game.
And it's a kid's game. Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's still a kid's game.
It's the same problem I had with Lego. Like, the Lego games are still fun, but my attention span for them don't last. I can only play those games for like maybe 40 minutes at a time.
Right.
Half an hour. Disney Infinity was even less than that. But yeah, anyway, what was that? Oh, Metro. Metro's cool. I would totally recommend it. Very surprising. Fun game.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that one hits a sale like on Black Friday or something. I'd like to pick that one up.
It's totally got like sale on Black Friday written all over it.
Yeah.
But, what else did I play? Played some Forza 5 multiplayer for the first time. Like me, Kill 9, Sniper, Poop, we'd all get together. It's the first time I ever played multiplayer. It was like, yeah, let's make private matches and play. And that game's pretty fun, multiplayer. But I won't go into more of that. It's just Forza. But then, there's more Forza.
Horizon
2, yes. Okay. The demo came out this week. And goddamn, that game is pretty. Holy shit, that is a pretty
it looks better
ass
than 5?
Game. Oh, yeah. It looks better than 5 only because, well, it runs at 30 frames a second, like
right.
The last Horizon. So, of course, they up all the effects and a lot of stuff they can actually do. They actually up the aliasing, so it actually looks, even though, well, both of them are in 1080p, but this actually looks smoother because the aliasing is, I think it's 4x aliasing.
Oh, nice.
Which is like quite a big, according to Digital Foundry, that's a big deal, but sure. But it looks really, really good. And it's Forza Horizon. It's, if people are on the fence of like, if they don't like sim games, but they like arcade racing games, I would totally try this out because it's right in the middle. It's not very arcadey, but it's not very sim either. And it's open world and it's very, very, imagine Burnout without like the nitrous and all that kind of crazy stuff and the crazy jumps and stuff, which might sound like, well, it sounds boring, but it's actually a lot of fun. It's set in like a music festival kind of atmosphere and it's all over these places in Europe. And, yeah, it's cool. There's almost like if you see it, you can drive to it. You can go through like forests and fields and like they have these off-road races now that aren't, confined to a road or like a circuit. Which is kind of cool. I was going to get it anyway because I loved Forza Horizon. The first one is probably it's my favorite racer of that type of like all time. It's like any kind of the semi-ish arcade racers like Project Gotham or, Forza, Gran Turismo, that kind of stuff. But yeah, I would totally, it just solidified how excited I am for it. And that's like in 2 weeks. So I can't wait.
Cool.
Check it
out. And Drive Club is right after that, too.
Drive Club is October. It's the week after. Literally, Forza comes out on the 30th, and Drive Club is on the 7th. I want to try out Drive Club. I don't think there's going to be a demo for it, but I know there's still probably going to have that free version. which is like a few cars and I think a couple.
Yeah,
tracks.
The game, the PlayStation Plus version.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay. That's more like Project Gotham, though. It's not open. It's just kind of like closed circuit.
Is Drive Club the one that's coming out? Basically, it's like a huge road trip. You can go coast
to
coast.
No, that's the crew.
That's the crew.
That's okay. Road Trip the game.
Road Trip the game.
Yeah.
I remember that tangent we went on.
Drive Club's basically, from what I gather, it's like Project Gotham Racing. If you ever played those on like Xbox and Xbox 360, that's what that kind of reminds me of.
What was it called before Project Gotham when it was on Dreamcast?
Metropolis
something racing.
MRG, Metropolis Race. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, it was on Dreamcast before it was Project Gotham. That game looked amazing. I remember that time when that came out.
Oh yeah, man. By the time, everyone was talking about Gran Turismo, and then this drops out, and it's like, man, look at that.
Visuals were just insane.
Yeah.
But then Gran Turismo 3 came out, and it was like, oh, okay. what else? Oh, then, yeah, the only one other game is Destiny. But, highly recommend Metro. Definitely check out the Forza Horizon 2 demo. It's pretty solid.
Very cool. Yeah, the only thing I have to talk about before, besides Destiny, and this kind of goes back to what John was saying about PlayStation Plus games. Can I just say this? I love my Vita. I love that little machine.
A lot of people love it.
Because I am downloading all.
Apparently, just Sony doesn't. That's all.
That's right. I keep downloading like these little bite-sized games. It's like all these like the games that I've talked about in, the past few weeks, like. Rogue Legacy and The Swapper and Thomas is Alone and all that stuff. I've been playing all those on the Vita. And now it's like I'm addicted to my Vita again. So whenever I finish a game on the Vita, it's like I download something else for play when I'm not really doing anything. So right now, one of the downloads for PlayStation Plus is Velocity 2X.
I did download that. I haven't played it yet.
It's interesting. It's like a... how do I explain this? It's like a shmup crossed with a score chase time trial, where you can also jump out of your ship and run on foot. So it becomes like almost like not an infinite runner, but a finite runner.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. So it's the only thing that gets me about it is like the controls are kind of wacky because the whole point is, so they give you these goals, and the goals are finish the stage in this much time, earn this many points, pick up this many crystals, and like rescue this many survivors or something like that. So you'll have these four goals, and you're trying to get through the stage as fast as you can, and you know, so you can make that time goal. Well, if you there are times when you're in your ship, you start in your ship in a lot of the stages, and you'll dock and get out. And you'll have to run through like a running stage. But the controls on how you shoot and stuff like that are different from when you're in the ship and when you're out. So it gets really, like my muscle memory starts flipping out when I'm going from a ship to land to ship to land. And, you know, like the stage I'm on right now, there's like four different docks you have to go into. And, you know, each one has, you know, you have to defeat enemies and pick up a bunch of crystals and you try and do it as fast as possible. But like when you're out of the ship, you use the right stick to shoot. Kind of like you did in, what's the game about from Chair for 360?
Shadow Complex.
Mm-hmm. So the, like shooting is like that. But instead of like, it's not right stick to aim and then fire. It's just right stick just shoots in the direction you're pointing. But when you're in the ship, right stick doesn't do anything and X shoots. So it kind of messes things up, but I understand why they did it, but they also don't let you change the controls at all, which drives me nuts because I would much rather, cause there have been times when I'll want to shoot and it's like, I'll come out of something and all of a sudden my muscle memory will kick me into hitting the right
trigger.
That's
what you're doing before.
When you're in the ship, right trigger is your boost and outside of the ship, it's run. So, there's a teleport in there too. So there's like all these different little things that you're trying to keep track of. And like I'll teleport and I'll have to shoot something and I'll hit the right trigger. And instead of shooting, I'll boost right into the fucking thing and it'll kill me. And it's like, oh, now I got to start over. So the only issue I have is that the controls are a little wonky and they don't let you change them. But the game is fun. There's like 50 levels. I'm through probably about, I want to say I've gotten through the first 10 of them with perfects. And I'm going from there. Well, I mean, the game is fun, so I don't mean to brag, but I'm bragging.
But 10 perfect, I'm saying.
Well, no, the way they rate it is if you can actually get through the stage.
Amazingly awesome, they give you a perfect. That's basically
that's what it is.
10
times. That's exactly what it is.
10 times, not 9, 10.
No, if you
sorry, got, as you are. Awesome, Chris.
If you complete all the goals, in one run without dying, then they give you a perfect on it. So
what you're saying is you didn't die.
I did several times, but eventually you get the one run where you don't. So.
Okay.
That sounds like cheating to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's cheating. Cause nobody ever restarts in these types of games ever.
No,
just exploiting
blasphemy.
But yeah, I mean, if you're on PS Plus, check it out. It's fun. And
it's on PS4
and
it's, as well.
I think it's on PS4 as well.
And 3, I think maybe. Is it on PS3?
Is maybe.
All three of them?
I don't remember.
It was the PS4
PS3,
download,
who touches that thing anymore?
That's my DVD player now.
Well, my kids wanted to see Disney Infinity
on
today, so.
You said milk crates. I'm actually sitting on my PS3. That's on top of my 360.
But outside of that, it's been Destiny. So let's talk some Destiny.
Yeah.
This is the greatest, like, the most fun I've had with, like, a not amazing game. Yeah, it's yes, the most fun I've had with a mediocre game ever. That's really how it boils down.
And it's going to sound bad. Like I said, a caveat, like, the game is, it's fun. When you're actually playing the game, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The game is good. It's not great. We got on the hype train and we all fell for it.
And Diablo came
out
before
it. But we're still falling for it. It's not like the game sucks.
It's like we're still playing it. Yeah. I'm sitting here right now. I've got my ghost sitting in front of me. I'm reading the arms and arms
of the
guy.
You got the Super Sucker Edition.
Yeah, I got the Super Sucker Edition. I'm sitting here. I've got all this money.
I got the Super Sucker Edition, too.
I'm sucked into it.
I would have if they weren't sold out.
And I'm like, where's the rest of the game? That was promised.
It's DLC. It's coming in December.
I think that's the thing why a lot of us look at it. It's like so harshly. Like, well, you're being too hard on the hype. Like, I'm usually not one to say something is overhyped, like ever. But the way that Bungie and Activision talked about this game, it sounded to me like Bungie was going to do with MMOs on console what they do with first person shooters. And I'm not getting that feeling at all. It seems to me like they're trying to emulate the PC MMO. Putting in a first-person shooter and putting it on consoles.
I'm trying not to be that critical on it because of the fact that I think that this is basically a good stepping stone to start on.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about it this way. All right. We all know the things that people are complaining about. Not enough content. I'm not complaining about the content. Yeah, there's enough content there, I think.
I've played the game for over 15 hours and like that's pretty decent for.
Yeah, I've played it for 20 and I still haven't seen everything. So, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like people are looking at this like it's supposed to be an MMO. And I'm like, I'm thinking of it as a shooter first. Like, that's just the way I'm looking at this game.
But then if you look at it as a shooter, then that's when I'm like, well, there's hardly any story.
Right. And that's where
the missions are repetitive as hell.
That's where it gets rough. Cause the story is non-existent. It's boring. It's like, oh no, it's the darkness. It's like, oh God, could you not? Who wrote this?
It's very
generic. Yeah, it's Halo. It's very much Halo.
There's two different factions. They're fighting each other. You're stuck in kind of like in the middle of it.
Right.
And it's like, at a third, it's very Halo without the Halo. And it's very, they went the whole route of like, if you want to find a bunch of story and lore, you get them through the Grimoire cards. You can just go to Bungie.net or use the app.
Okay. But there's my complaint right there.
Mm-hmm. You
can't do it on the screen. If there was a kiosk.
You can't do it on the console, yeah.
If there was a book you could go read in game, like the Mass Effect had, there was a codexes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
If there was something like that in game where I didn't have to go get my damn phone or log on to the computer, it'd been fine. Yeah. I would be fine with that.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like it doesn't know what it wants to be.
And that's the thing. And the other, like, to that, what John was saying, I think they'll fix that eventually.
I think it's because
buy the Grimoire.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They need to add a lot of shit for free. They need to add, like, I don't think they're gonna add those two first, quote unquote, expansions for free just cause they've been, like, people have paid for those through, like, season passes and, like, limited edition and stuff like that. But they need to add a lot of content for free. Just to make it more varied.
Well, they're adding the raids.
Yeah.
No, oh God. Are we gonna talk about this? Okay, let's jump to the Rays.
Okay.
Because when I go back, I want to go back to my thing. Is like what Bungie did with Halo. They made first person shooters accessible on consoles. It got people hooked on them. That's why Halo's still like really huge. That's like a lot of the first games after GoldenEye. People are like, holy shit, this actually works on a console. The first Raid they come out with, you have to be 26. First of all, the game doesn't do a great job of explaining to people how to even get to level 26. Firstly. And level 26 is the recommended level, which really means you should probably be like level 28 or 29
or 30.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're going to give a recommended level, give a recommended level that's not you fucking die every 2 minutes and 30 seconds or whatever hell those stats were, that those people beat it the first time and their average like lifespan was like 2 minutes.
It took them 10 hours to do it.
The
kill to death ratio against the computer, against the like the AI.
Yeah, that's
was like 3-1 or something.
Shit. Yeah, that's And if you want to get console players hooked, ease them into that.
That's the thing. It's like this type of game, you should walk around feeling like a badass. Until you go into competitive multiplayer, and then you might get your ass handed to you.
Then you're going to put your tail between your legs.
Yeah. Right, but while you're doing PvE, you should be feel like a badass. Especially with the guns and how good the shooting is. Like, the gameplay
amazing.
Is fantastic.
The gameplay is super tight.
It's solid
Bungie's
as hell.
Amazing at that. It's great. The whole gameplay loop of shoot, melee, shoot, jump, melee, like, that is, like, almost perfect. It is like almost Chris playing Velocity X2. That's how good it is.
You're a dick.
10 times perfect. That's what this game is.
But they don't do that. They like the first Raid is apparently like it just is out to kill you.
Now I'll say this though. Since the Raid came out, what was it? Was it Tuesday?
2 days ago.
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday, 3 days ago. People have already gotten it down. They're beating it within like 2-3 hours.
Okay, well that's good.
So it was just that first team that went in, that learning curve, but apparently now, it's like three hours tops.
Those people who did it in 3 hours, though, are they doing it because they're looking up how to do it, or are those just other teams going in there and just doing it in 3 hours?
There might be people that have done it multiple times.
They should. I think they should have, just make it accessible. Make the first Raid something to ease people in and let people understand how Raids work and how they're structured, and then add more difficult ones. Like, not just go, and like the strikes. The strikes seem really hard at first, but if you're a couple levels over the recommended level, they're not that bad. As long as everybody is above that level.
Yeah, the first Raid on Earth, I took it on with Revy and with Jade Monkey. And I was level 8, and it's recommended level 8, so let's put that out there.
Yeah.
So it's recommended level 8. I was level 8, Jade was level 6, Jade was level 7, and Revy was level 6.
Okay.
We got our ass handed to us. I mean, it was ridiculous how many times
they were
we
harder than the beta for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The beta was a lot easier. And the thing was, is like we just kept dying and it was like, okay, one person stay alive. Run away.
Yes.
It was like Monty Python all over again. It's like, run away.
So true.
And you run away until someone can respawn because you can't go back after them. Cause as soon as you walk in the door, you'd fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it was frustrating, but then I did the one on the moon with John and who else did we do it with John? I think we did it with someone else.
Was it Travis that night?
Actually we did it with Revy, I think.
Revy.
No. No, it was Jade Monkey because we weren't talking to him because he didn't have a mic. But, you know, we did really well on that until we got to the end and then we started dying.
That boss at the end of that one is fucking retarded.
And it's not even
hard.
The boss is retarded hard.
It's the enemies that are around him.
It's the
wizards.
Yeah, it's the spawn. And you know, Chris, I've got to go back there again for that exotic weapon.
Well, let me know when. I'll come with you.
It's a level 28 or level 26.
Is that a
bounty mission.
Or something?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, so I've got an exotic bounty where I can get an exotic handgun, but I have to go through all this bullshit to get to it, and it ends on like a 26 level version of the moon Raid or the moon strike.
That sounds awful. If the game was like, I'm gonna compare it to Diablo because I don't give a fuck. Diablo, when that first came out, it had its issues.
Yeah,
not enough loot drops. It never felt like you were a total badass after a certain point. Problem is, at least Diablo, at least for me, I played through the entire game once before I started realizing, shit, I have to use the auction house. I'm not getting any better.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this, it starts early, and the drops are so few and far between. That carrot isn't very close. You think it is, but it's not. And they trick you. And this is what really bugs me. I got my first legendary encoded engram yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
I got excited as shit. I Xbox recorded that because it popped out like, yeah.
And then you decoded it, you decrypted it, and it was
green.
It was a blue.
Oh, green. Green.
Fuck that.
I was like, are you fucking... No, sorry. It was a blue, but it was a blue... It was one of the currencies. It wasn't a weapon or an armor.
Oh, one of the coins.
It showed up as legendary boots, and it ended up being like a mode of light or something like that. And I was like, that is bullshit. Like, if you're gonna, why do they do that? That is such a cock tease.
That's another thing that I think they're gonna fix. You know,
you think that's a bug?
If
you
work so fucking hard to get a legendary engram.
Yeah, if you look at the engram in the description before you trade it, it says. Chance of getting a blue, chance of getting a purple item, chance of getting an exotic for a random class, or chance of getting materials. So, yeah, it's all over
the
place.
If you get a fucking purple, give the person a purple, especially because it's the first purple I got in I'm over 15 hours.
I still haven't gotten
20,
one, so consider yourself lucky.
Well, there you go. It's
I spent 2 hours at the loot cave
Diablo
yesterday.
All over again. Yeah, and
the loot cave.
The loot cave.
What's that?
We'll have to show you the loot cave. there's one particular cave on Earth that if you set up the area just right, mm-hmm. it will pretty much infinitely spawn dudes, and you can just like sit on the top of the hill with scout rifles and just take them out. And when you run out of ammo, you go in there and you just get tons of loot.
Yeah, so. the cave is literally littered with shiny shit all over the place. But people are pissed about that. They're boycotting it. They're going
that's why, just because like, I don't want to use that.
Yeah, how dare you exploit the game like this and farm materials?
Oh,
like,
shut
what?
Up. That's all shit's about.
I apologize that I don't have a million hours to play this game.
That's what bugs me. It's like that game, like Diablo, I knew if I played it for 45 minutes, half an hour to an hour.
You would get a couple legendaries.
I would get something that's going to improve my character. Like, I played there tonight for probably about an hour and a half. Not a single thing was decently upgraded above anything I already had.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
like, that's
I'll be honest
so
with you.
Annoying. It's a, that's,
I spent,
that's the draw.
Yeah, I spent 2 hours at that loot cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found a pair of boots and a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And I decoded a ton of stuff, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of modifications to the game between now and, like, a year from now. A year from now, we may or may not be playing the game, but it will be a completely different game.
For sure. And I think that's what the key thing you said is we may or not be playing it. They need to do this fast if they want, because this game sold, like a shitload of copies across like all the platforms.
Oh yeah, and it still is.
A lot of these people are buying it because of Bungie and buying it because of the huge marketing push that Activision put on it to make it looks like a Halo.
Dude, that white PS4 is making a killing.
Oh hell yeah, it's selling
a shitload. With Destiny in it, it's selling crap loads.
Yeah, but I wonder how many people are going to take that game back.
I kind of wish they would have put in the kind of mid-tier game in there with the white one, not even the physical copy, but the digital Guardian edition.
Yeah, that would have made it more interesting.
You know, get it on download, get it already on the hard drive, you get your DLC coming. That would have been probably a better idea than just the vanilla disc. But yeah, it's still selling shitloads.
It's selling shitloads, but I'm wondering, like, reading a bunch of shit, like, a lot of people are, like, I went into EB the other day, and there was already a lot of Destinies that were traded in.
Really?
Like, I wonder how many people, because they're not expecting that the way like they don't
pissed.
Like that. It is not like Halo. It is not like a typical like what Bungie's been doing for the last.
That's the thing. It's not
years.
Really like anything. It is a jack of all
it's
trades.
It's its own thing.
Yeah, master of none. It is.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
It's Defiance.
It's Defiance.
The damn
it's
game
a little
is
bit
Defiance.
Of Borderlands. It's a little bit of Diablo. It's a little bit of Halo. It's a little bit of PSO. It's everything, man. It's all over the place.
It's
cool,
very much
cool.
PSO, I think.
Yeah, which is very cool, but it's also very bad.
The people
too.
That have played that, I think it's not going to hook new people. It's gonna hook new people automatically because it sold so much. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, you don't really play these type of games, but this is actually pretty cool. But it's also going to turn some people off. And if they don't, like, make it accessible, I'd say within the first month, and be like, hey, we're toning down this first raid, we're gonna add new weapons, cause oh my god, like, okay, there's three classes in the game, there's the Hunter, the Warlock, and the Titan. And outside of their special abilities, there's not a fucking damn difference. Except for, like, the way they jump or whatever. All the guns are the same, every character can use the same guns.
Yeah, yeah, I, but would you really have liked it? Would you really have liked it though if some guns were class specific?
That would, of course, that if it was, that would have, if it was done off. Like Diablo, yeah.
Like, no, I think imagine would... getting a gun like, you know, a really cool purple or gold gun and be, oh, Titan only. Oh, I would be livid. I would throw my controller across the floor.
If it was the drops that they are now, yes, because they're pretty much slim to none. But if they did it, like, again, like the way Diablo does it, no. Because there's classic stuff in Diablo that you get all the time. Like, oh, no worries, but the loot drops enough that you're going to get something that's for your character. It's not, it's just the fact there's only, like, what, three gun types? Two yeah. heavies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and a- they're all look exactly the same until you start getting, like, the rare named ones and stuff like that. Which, by the way, the only one I have is the one you get for beating the game. Which does look cool, but it's
well,
the first
I haven't even
like,
done
well,
that yet, so.
The Stranger's Pulse Rifle?
Yeah, the Stranger's Pulse Rifle. Which that was the first time I was like, oh, this gun looks really cool. It looks not like the other guns that I've been playing with for the last 15 hours. But, yeah, I think they need to hook those people, and they need to do it kind of soon, because it's still a success, for sure. It's still fun. I think we all have said that already. It's really, really, when I'm actually playing the game, like, with friends, I'm having a shitload of fun. When I'm playing it solo, not so much fun. Because I'm not getting that, like, you know, that endorphin, like, or that just release of, hey, this is odd, like, dopamine rush of being like, oh, I got something new. This is going to be something cool to use. I don't get that. So to substitute for that, I have to play with other people and be talking and talking about other shit while we're actually playing and having a good time, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, they did come out and say at the very beginning that they wanted Destiny to be a game you played with your friends. They wanted it to be a social game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah. That's the way it's meant to be played.
But the only people that have said or know that are people that follow, like, forums and game sites.
So I read the forums. Back off, man. Jeez.
I'm talking more of the broader as of why. I'm looking at more of, like, a business thing. Like, yes, it sold very well. How many people are they going to retain if they keep it the way it is right now?
Yeah.
Like, especially me. Like, I love the beta. I was so hyped for Destiny. I even, like, said, like, I was, like, I remember putting it on Twitter. They're, like, they're going to do what M1 calls what they did with first-person shooters, and they are not doing that right now. They are just making it. It's just as hard to get into as an MMO is, especially when you get to the late shit. It's just like, what? What do I do? How do I have to do this? I have to do what to get this weapon? Oh my god, this is just ridiculous. I'm doing the same mission. Like, the beta, I was hoping that when the retail came out, it would be a whole bunch of different planets you can fly to and have storyline and be different, but really every planet's structured exactly the same. Not physically, I mean in terms of how you do like the missions and stuff like that. And all the patrol missions are cut and paste, copy and paste for every single one of them.
Yeah.
It's just there's not a lot of variety in them. And luckily the game plays like amazing. If it didn't play amazing.
Yeah. And yeah, it's fun.
If it didn't have that Bungie shooting mechanic polish behind it, this would be bargain bin within like a month.
Oh, for sure. And the presentation is amazing. The game looks phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying. If it didn't really have that polish, if it was just...
Yeah, it would just be...
it would be a flop.
Just... Yeah.
I think my biggest disappointment is like I was so excited when I saw some of the, like, especially like the initial preview that they did when they first announced the game. And they were showing, you know, a lot. It was all like, okay, this is a shooter. That's great. Oh, they're getting loot. That's cool. And then they had the public event that happened like over the hill and they ran over the hill and there's a public event. I am so disappointed with the public events in this game. I really am. There's only like four of them and you know, they're all cookie cutter. And it's like, and that's one of the things that I've said in our email threads. So this game, I really look at it as it's Defiance. It's Defiance with much better shooting and it looks a lot better, but Defiance had a better story, more content. And it had better world events. Even though they were cookie cutter. And a TV show. Even though they were cookie cutter too, they were still better world events. So.
These world events are pretty much like, guard this area, shoot this guy.
Yeah. Kill this guy before he runs away. Oh, here's a tank, blow it up. You know, and that's pretty much it.
They did double the amount, because I hardly saw any, but apparently they doubled it.
Oh god, yesterday I had like, had to have half a dozen of them or so.
Yeah. Oh wow. They turned it up.
But I mean, it's that's the thing. It's like we're picking on the game, but the game is fun
but
as hell.
There's reasons for it, because other games, they made it look like this is gonna be some like game changing thing, but really it's not. It's an amalgamation of a lot of other things that games have already done and put them together. And on a basic level, it's not that impressive overall. It's just really fun for what it's doing, and just, and it was in development forever. So that's another thing too. So, like you said, it's, I think it's good groundwork.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think the more they add on to it, I hope people stick to it. I really, 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 really hope they scale down some of the early raids. Like the first raid should definitely be scaled down just to get people hooked on it.
Yeah.
They need, they, not to scare people. Like the usual people I play with, when we read that article, and there's a good like 5 or 6 of us that randomly play with each
like
other.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
It, exactly. And we went from like being really excited for the raids to being like, I don't even know if I want to try that. And yeah. I'm someone who plays games like all the time. And so are these other guys that I play with. And imagine the people that don't. They're going to go in there and be like, what the fuck? They're going to have no idea what raids are all about. They're going to go in there and get their shit kicked.
Yeah, no doubt.
And just be like, well, I'm done with this game. And I hope that doesn't happen. Cause the game is really, really fun. It is fun. And we didn't even talk about the Crucible. And I know John loves the Crucible, John.
The Crucible. God, the Crucible. I hate the Crucible.
That's a PvP.
I hate
part.
It so much.
I don't mind it.
I take it back. I don't mind it when I'm in there just to kick shit around and have fun. But what I'm doing now is I'm on a specific path, so I have to kill so many enemies to get 500 points. But I'm only allowed to use void energy, so void shotguns, warlock. Yeah. You know, basically that's all I can use to get these points. So I'm kind of like strangled on what I could do. But if I go in there with my other weapons and my Sunslinger, yeah, it's a blast. Especially when they start releasing the different modes gradually. So I think, what's the one coming up this weekend where it's actually got the vehicles and everything?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
But you don't like using the void stuff in it? You like your Sunslinger better?
Oh, yeah, I love my Sunslinger. He's a grenade machine. I love it.
Now, what is this a bounty you're doing? Is it a Crucible bounty?
Yeah, it's not a Crucible bounty. It's the exotic handgun bounty. So it starts you off.
Oh, it's that one you're working on.
Yeah, it starts you off where you have to go and kill this mission. And it's like, okay, now take this weapon into the Crucible and kill this many guardians. But you can only use void energy. And I'm like, oh, you bastard. So it took me like a couple hours to find a good shotgun to go in there with. And I'm still not very good at the Crucible. I'm getting raped left and right, and I'm like, I just want to use my good stuff. I want to use my good weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun.
It's all fun. That's just it. It's just it's.
I would give it a 4. I would give it 4 out of 5.
Oh, out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. I'd give it 4 out of 5. If I was reviewing the game, it's fun, and it's a solid shooting mechanic, and it's a great groundwork for future and. All that other good stuff.
It's only going to get better, and that's not like a knock on it saying it's at the bottom. It's just,
they talked about like a 10-year plan with this game. So, it's like, they have time.
10-year franchise.
Yeah, 10-year franchise. So they, they have plans, and I'm sure they'll fix things up and it'll get better. The point is that the groundwork has been laid and it's good.
Yeah, and Bungie is very, very good at updating their.
Yeah, and stuff, I'm already a little bit excited for the first the DLC coming out in December because I know
going
Jeff,
with the Queen.
Yeah, Jeff, you got through the end of the game, right?
Yeah, I did.
And Chris, you got to the reef part.
I'm on Mars right now, so I'm almost done.
So a little bit of spoilery warnings if someone hasn't gotten about halfway through the game, but the Queen you meet on the reef, the DLC pack is basically the House of Fallen that she took over. That she leads.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then she's also coming in next week to put out some exclusive legendary bounties.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah. But yeah.
Nice, okay.
So that kind of stuff all tying together, it's really cool. They're just, you gotta wait for it. It's like, where's all this cool content when you first bought the game?
Yeah, on one hand I can see why they kind of slowly get it out there, but on the other hand it's like, well, it just seems like you can burn through that initial stuff really, really fast if you're, dedicated. But if you are that dedicated, you probably know about this other stuff. Like, you know where to look for it. But I haven't even done it. I want you to do some of those strike. Is it worth doing those strike playlists? I guess that's where you get a lot of the good stuff from.
Yeah. The strike playlists, they're weird, though. So basically at level 18, 20, 22, and 24, you get different difficulty ranks. Each one gives you more points, more coins, a couple different items for the higher ones. But they're all completely random, so you can wind up playing the same strike 4 times in a row.
Gotcha.
And just it keeps going. It's like, we did the moon mission 3 times straight. I was like, okay, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I can't take any more Fogoth.
Go away, Fogoth! I'm sick of you!
And then, you know, right after that, they threw me into the Winter's Lair, which is basically the same style. Basically, you get to the boss, he's like the super sponge and hordes of enemies, but he's about 5 times faster than Fogoth, about 10 times as deadly. And I'm like, oh shit, come on, really?
It's fun. It's just got to, I think it had just, you know.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing the game.
You put a lot of time.
You put a lot of time.
40 hours into it already.
That's all? I thought it was more.
It might be more. It could be closer to 50 or 60. You know, it's ridiculous. And I'm as soon as we're done here, I'm getting right back online with it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do the same thing.
Same here. That shows they did something right. That as much negative stuff we can talk about it, we're still wanting to play it.
Yeah, and in reality, there are some things that we're kind of nitpicking about. Not all of them. Some of them are major problems.
A lot of it. Yeah.
Like the story, for instance, is a major problem.
I don't really care about
the story. The non-existent story was a major no-no for me. It's like, oh, come on. For a single-player experience, that's what I was looking forward to. Digging into the speaker, the traveler, the lore, the everything, and it's all on my phone. I'm like, come on, guys.
Oh, man. All right, should we take a break?
Sure, we'll give you a Destiny update next week.
That's right, we will. If we record next week, because who the fuck knows at this point. But let's take a break, we'll come back, we'll do news, new releases, and then we'll wrap up. So stay with us.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. Welcome back. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it's so cool to hear that in person.
No.
Nice.
Oh, that just got weird.
That's how every show is with Travis.
It's too close.
Just saying.
It's too close to home.
I miss Travis.
Travis said that he would come back and sub as a third if we needed him. Yeah.
Well. So.
We could do that since Jason doesn't love us anymore.
He's busy.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. He got California. He's sun.
Him and his giant bombs. His California. His surfing.
California. Sorry.
Wizard.
Fucking wizards. Oh. So let's do some news.
Moon wizard.
Jeff, what do you got, man?
What do I got? Oh, we're doing news.
We're doing that news
thing. I was
waiting
for the new releases thing to come up. Time for some... Oh, that's IGN, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Time for some news.
They'll sue your ass.
They'll sue you. Yeah, sorry. It's time for some news. Here we go. Oh, yeah. The big one, I guess it happened the last couple times. Microsoft bought Minecraft. That was like rumor for like a week, and then actually
happened.
For $2.5
$2.5 billion.
Dollars.
Holy crap.
So that's a thing.
I really don't understand the concept behind this, because it's like...
Oh, they're going to make that back in like 3 years.
You know, they say that, but it's not like they have like... It's like, okay, so Minecraft. Everybody has Minecraft. Who wants Minecraft?
That's not where
they're
going to
close it down.
They're going to make it in merchandising. They're not going to make it back in the sales of the game. They're going to, like, the movie's going to be coming out soon. They're going to get
there's
all the
a Minecraft
that
movie?
Yeah.
No.
They're probably going to merchandise out to, like, Lego and shit like that.
They already have Minecraft Legos. And you know what? Well, it's the stupidest thing ever. Yeah. It is the dumbest thing ever. It's
you say merchandising. All I can think about is Spaceballs, man.
Merchandising.
We got the toilet paper.
Minecraft the flamethrower.
Kids love it.
Kids love this one.
Now they'll make their money. The game makes I don't know how it's still selling because it's like it was like the number one seller on like 360 and PS3 like last like I don't know how long.
Yeah,
it's constantly selling.
But I guess if they screw like people on other platforms.
They've come out and said they're not touching any of that.
Yeah. Okay.
They're letting that shit all. So it might be weird seeing
what
a Microsoft
I'm
game
they,
studios
they,
on like your PS3, but,
maybe
or PS4,
maybe.
But they're not. They said they're not touching. They're still having it on all the platforms. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the DLC type stuff comes first on Xbox, but it's still gonna hit the other stuff first. They said like they wouldn't have bought them because if they were to buy them and cut all that shit off, they would never make their money. They would never say
right, and that's what I'm getting at because I don't see Microsoft as being the kind of company that's going to put a game on its competitor's a console.
Well, they did. They publicly said they're doing it. Yeah, they come out and said, "Yeah, no, we're still supporting all the platforms that are out there now."
Interesting.
So
okay,
yeah.
Well, hopefully they stick to that because
if they were to cut that off, they wouldn't even make their money back. Cause they would definitely sell more Xbox Ones for sure. Cause there's people out there that are just Minecraft crazy, but it wouldn't be enough to make that money back. So I think they come out and said they know what made Minecraft good, why it's popular. They said they're not going to touch it. Of course, they're going to hate the people that, oh, Microsoft bought it, so now it's going to suck. Like, I don't get where that comes from. Cause I mean, one thing Microsoft's really good at is marketing and, nurturing in-house developer like games. Like they made Gears of War like a huge thing from a new IP. One of the best-selling
Gears
franchises
of
all last year. Gears of War.
What's that? Never heard of it.
Yeah, well.
Is that Destiny? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not Destiny.
No, but they do have Halo, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did all that shit. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like it's people are kind of up in arms like, oh my god, like, you know what, bitch, when something bad happens, there's no point in bitching for something that hasn't happened yet.
I think Microsoft was just a little butt sore over the DLC exclusivity of PS4 Destiny. They're like, fuck it, we'll just buy
Destiny.
Minecraft.
So they went, what, Minecraft?
We'll just buy Minecraft. Yeah, it's worth $2.5 billion.
I'm pretty sure they probably could have bought Bungie back again for $2.5 billion.
That's true. That's true.
But,
man, think about how set that dude is, though.
Nice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's backing out of it. He's like, he's leaving though. He's leaving the company. He's like, he didn't want it to get as big as it was. And it's kind of looked at as like, I believe him. I believe he doesn't want the pressure of owning that company anymore. Cause, you know, he just wanted to build it for fun. And now he's a billionaire.
Yeah. He came out and said in an article, right? It just got too big for him that this was a godsend for him to get out of it, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a good out for him to get out of there.
It's a good $2.5 billion out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, half of that will go to the government. So.
I think there's three owners of the company that are like big shareholders, but he is the majority stakeholder. So he'll probably get probably close to $1 billion of that money. And then, probably. Of course, taxes. Yeah. So he's set. He's good. he's all right.
He's good. Right. His kids are good. His grandkids might be good, yeah. too. So
yeah, and so I'm pretty sure.
Moral of the story, kids, stay in school and learn math.
Yeah, exactly.
And programming. Yeah.
Math. Wow, I'll never use math for anything. Yeah, fuck it. You'll make Minecraft and make billions.
Yep. So that's the thing. So yeah, so don't worry if you have it on PS3, if you have it on your iOS, if you have it on fucking Android, whatever, those versions aren't going anywhere and they're still going to be supported. As of, like, Microsoft has come out and actually said that. So, unless they, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, new stuff comes first on Xbox platforms. So they have to do something with it to try to sell more consoles, so. Just, yeah, at least they'll support that shit. Bloodborne. TGS is happening right now, actually.
Yes, that's true.
Bloodborne. So not too much news came out of TGS so far, but Bloodborne did get a release date of February 6th.
Okay, so that's not too bad. Cool.
That's early next year.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be later next year.
Yeah, so that's cool. It's going to be right around that. It's probably going to lead the floodgates of the new fall, which is like February, March.
when's Witcher? Isn't that the same time?
Yeah, I think it's around the same time.
Yeah,
I think that might be March, or maybe it's February. I don't know, but it's around that time. So look for it then. And we had a whole big conversation on Destiny, and Destiny is talking about millions and billions and money. It made $225 million in 5 days.
It made 20 bucks.
Pretty good,
wasn't it? The 325 million.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
You said 225.
Oh, sorry, 325.
Okay,
yes,
that's a shitload of money, by the way.
That is. That's almost their what they spent, because it was $500 million.
They spent $500 million, yeah.
Which $400 million is probably marketing.
Probably.
I'm guessing. Because there's no way that game was $100 million. I don't even think the game was $100 million.
No, you guys did do a show last week. Did you see the article where they said that it basically made their money back in selling copies to the retailers?
To the retail. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, they basically made it back.
Yeah, so there's enough in the channel right now for them to get all their money back already. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all the big news, though. You guys think of anything? I mean, it's been like, there's no point in talking about shit that's like 2 weeks old, but anything else happened this week that?
I was trying to look at some stuff. I mean, I don't know how many people are still playing Star Trek Online, but they're releasing some of the content that
just
apparently
you,
has
buddy.
Some,
just you.
No, I'm not playing it anymore, but, they're apparently releasing some stuff that has some of the Voyager crew in it, I think. I'm not sure. I haven't really read up on that.
You like the Voyager stuff, right?
I do like Voyager. Yeah, okay. I like Voyager a lot. There's a physical copy of Minecraft, speaking of Minecraft, that's going to hit October 7th. So that's interesting timing, I guess. What else? I'm just kind of scrolling down here. PS3 users can now mess around with PlayStation Now. Congratulations!
It's going to run like crap.
Now you can rent something for 30 days for $40.
What the fuck is that shit?
I have no idea. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I can go out to Best Buy and buy the game for $20 new, but yet I'm going to rent it for you for 30 days for twice
that's,
as much.
That's what? Right. That's right. And no. Not even have a physical copy, and it'll be streamed. It'll be great.
I was going to say, and stream it.
Here's your whogas. The Final Fantasy 13 trilogy is heading to Steam.
I think that happened yesterday. Who
gives a shit?
Shit. Damn it.
Soon to be in that pile of garbage, Final Fantasy 15.
Hey, now
I'm kidding. There's an EDF coming to PS4.
Oh, fuck me. God damn. I don't know if I want to go down probably. That rabbit hole, because that last one kind of sucked in multiplayer, man.
Is it going to be a new one, or is it just like an up-res?
There's no such thing as a new EDF. It's all the same shit.
That's true,
Earth Defense Force 4.1, The Shadow of New Despair on PS4.
If the frame rate is good, I'll pick it up.
I'm sure the frame rate will be good. It's just the graphics
will
suck.
No, they'll figure out some way to fuck it up.
Yeah, the graphics will suck. Let's see here. What else? I'm not going to go too deep, but let's see. Just a tip.
That's all you need sometimes.
That's right. Okay. This isn't really news, but I want people to go out there and search for Dragon Quest PS4. Just do it. Have you guys seen this thing?
Possibly.
This thing is so sexy. I totally want this.
Oh,
so
it's just a
themed PS4. It's a silver PS4.
Oh, is this the metal slime thing?
Yes. It's got like one of the Dragon Quest slimes.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah, yeah.
And it's got like a metal slime that's like melted over it. It's awesome looking.
And for some reason, when you totally said Dragon Quest, I thought you said Dragon Age.
Oh, no.
That looks pretty good.
It does. But, I'm not going to go any further than that. I think that's enough.
Okay, so, then.
The big thing is Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft got bought for a gazillion dollars.
This might have been like just a coincidence, but Notch said like a long time ago that he wouldn't sell his if someone were to buy his company, it would have to be for $2.5 billion.
Oh,
like,
really?
IGN did a thing. It was like from years ago. He said something like that. Like, that's my going price if you want to buy Mojang. Like,
yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? If he walked in, he's like, all right, $2.5 billion. I'm not going to go any lower. All right, done.
All right, done.
Shit. All right, I'm out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, exactly.
Peace.
That was easy.
Final Fantasy Agito Plus announced for PlayStation Vita.
That actually came out originally?
I don't think it ever came out. I think that it is now for Vita.
It only took, 5 years?
Something like that. Because that was originally one of the Final Fantasy 13
things,
ones, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to go any deeper than that. That sounds
good. You
said
that 3 times now and then said something
else. No, that was my second time saying it. Shut up.
You sure?
Yep, sure? Pretty sure.
All right.
Even if it wasn't, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. All right, let's talk new releases. Sure. Next week, the week of September 21st, 2014, PlayStation Vita is getting Frozen Synapse Prime. I have not played this game, and I might nab it for Vita, because I am all about my Vita right now. Gauntlet is hitting PC. FIFA 15 is hitting everything under the sun. Stronghold Crusader 2 is coming out for PC. Disney Infinity Marvel Super Heroes 2.0 Edition. I think that's the official title. I don't remember. But that's coming out for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna destroy this. Arnosurge Ode to an Unborn Star. That is coming out for PS3, PlayStation Network. Arcana Heart 3 Love Max is coming out for Vita and PS3. Defense Grid 2 is coming for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. KI Combo Breaker Pack, that's a retail release for Xbox One.
Oh, that's right.
So that looks like that's coming out next week.
Yeah.
Slender The Arrival is coming out for PSN and Xbox. I assume Xbox for 360.
Xbox Live, probably.
Mm-hmm. Counter-Strike Nexon Zombies. That's for PC. Castle Storm Definitive Editions hitting PS4. Wally, the PS2 Classics, going to hit PSN. That sounds exciting. Mario Golf Advanced Tour. That's a GBA game that's going to be hitting the Wii U. And Hyrule Warriors for Wii U. And that is your new release list. Pick of the week?
Destiny.
I'm going Infinity. I've already got it pre-ordered.
Me too. Yeah. Damn you. You had to send me that fucking deal, didn't you?
I know. It's all my fault.
God.
So I don't know if I told you about this, Jeff, but, Best Buy was running a deal where you could get, to preface this, John and I are both part of, Gamers Club Unlocked, which basically gets us 20% off all new stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's really nice. So.
And it works for the Disney Infinity figures.
Right.
Very
so it works for the figures.
Really awesome.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I get all my figures from Best Buy now.
How do you join this?
Do you have to go
sacrifice a pig or something? Or
it's actually 2 years. It's like 60 bucks a year. It's like 60 bucks a year.
A small chicken. A hen, if you will.
But they had the Gamers Unlocked thing or the Gamers Club thing. And then they did an Unlocked where they actually had a magazine. Well, the magazine got canceled and they started doing this 20% off thing. And then they sent out a coupon for those that had already been grandfathered into the new Unlocked program. Mm-hmm. And they said, up it for another 2 years for 30 bucks.
Yeah.
So I jumped on that, and I think John did too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, anyway, so that's just a preface. They were running a deal where you got the special edition. Yeah, the collector's edition, plus a figure, plus a set of discs. Well, there was a mistake on their website. One of the figures was the Guardians of the Galaxy playset, with one of the $35 ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so I get 20% off the special edition, and then I get the free playset and a free set of discs. So it ended up working out that I got like $200 and something worth of stuff for $140.
Yeah.
So, and it still would have been cheaper than me buying the $75 pack plus the Guardians, pack. So, and plus the, oh, plus the extra characters that came with the special edition plus the
disc. And they're honoring that screw up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already shipped.
The shipment. Wow. Yeah. It's already shipped. I got the shipment notice today that,
but
that
the Guardians thing isn't out yet though, is it? Is that
like comes out Tuesday?
It comes out Tuesday.
Oh, so it comes out the same day as
Yeah, so basically in the collector's edition you get the Marvel playset with what, all six figures, right?
All six figures, yeah.
Plus the collector base and all the bells and whistles, and then you get the Guardians playset plus two more figures and then the pack of discs. So really good deal. And I hated you for sending that to me because I didn't want to buy it.
John, Jason got it too, I think, so it wasn't just you.
Damn.
But it was a really good deal, man. It was hard to pass that up. So I basically showed it to my wife and I was like, look, and she said, buy it. And I'm like, okay. Because our kids really love watching us play it. So
I don't think we have those things at our Best Buy here. I don't think so anyway. I've never seen them advertise it anyway.
Oh really? Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, you get 20% off everything. So, and then, you know, I turn around and I have like my Best Buy credit card and all that stuff. So like I actually walked in and when I picked up Destiny, I got the Ghost Edition. It was $150. It rang up for $120. And then I had reward zone points. I had like $70 worth of reward zone points. So I walked out with the Ghost Edition for $50.
Not bad.
So, and that's how I support my gaming habit, man. I just have all these different ways of getting things reduced. I'm a cheap bastard.
That
is the moral of the story.
Smart bastard.
I think after Infinity comes out, I think I won't be buying any games from Best Buy for at least the next three because they're already basically paid for.
Oh, yeah, nice. Cool. Well, that is it for new releases. And that's really it for our show. We didn't get any emails. You guys need to do a better job about that. Send us
those
emails.
Do we have to give them a reason to – don't give them shit.
We give them plenty of reasons. Our show sucks. They could write in and talk shit about us.
Dear Chris, you suck.
Perfect. I'll read that on the air next week. It'll be great.
Discuss.
Thoughts?
talk amongst yourselves. So if you guys want to send us an email, that address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can get us on Facebook, Google Plus, Steams, and Stitcher, and something else that I think I'm leaving out. And just search for Interactive Distractions and you'll find us. Soon. follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And individually we are Indus Chris. What's yours, John?
No, it's private.
It's private? Okay.
No, it's fucking JHWest76.
There you go. JHWest76. And Indus Geoff.
GEOFF.
Come over to Retroids. Oh, it's not Retroids. Sorry. Come over to VG Evo.
VG Evo.
It's back? What happened? Wait,
it's back.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
I think they had enough people that were annoyed with the new name and, I don't know really the whole story behind it, but I think that it was just that, you know, they just kind of wanted to rebrand.
I think MGC, just people, you know, wore their VG Evo t-shirts and were walking by Terry and said, like, hint, hint, like Sam especially was ribbing him to him, like, Symphony of Sam.
Sam is such an advocate.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's him, whatever. And
Sam is not shy about that kind of stuff, man. He's like, hey, Terry, look at this shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
So I had my VG Evo shirt when I was there, but that was, you know. That was just me. I also had a Retroid shirt, so it didn't really matter. But, yeah, that's it. So do you guys have anything before we wrap up and go play Destiny?
Nope.
Nope. Destiny.
Me neither. So
I'm
going to
play a really fun, mediocre game.
For hours upon hours.
This is the most black and white I've ever felt about any game in my entire life. But it's fun.
And it's funny, too, because it's like, I kind of want to argue with you, but I can't because
you're
right.
The thing is, I read the reviews and I'm like, I see the score. I'm like, like the sixes.
Six,
I think
you
a bit
can't
low.
Be a six. And then you read it. It's like, no, you're fucking right.
Like, yeah, everything in the review, I'm like, I agree with all of that, just not the score.
Yeah, I think the scores are a little lower than they should be because it's a solid game. So,
Polygon,
GameSpot.
GameSpot. IGN gave it 7.8.
7.8. Yeah, and
I would agree with somewhere around there.
Yeah, 7.75. That seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think Game Trailers
gave it
an 8. Yeah, Game Informer gave it like an 8.8 or something like that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 7.
And then there's like some official PlayStation magazine out there that gave it a 10. I'm like, what? Come on.
Oh, don't ever any of the official shit.
Yeah, any of the official magazines, just don't look at their reviews. They're bullshit.
Oh, that's something that's funny, though. You know, I work in a magazine industry distribution complex.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many non-video game magazines covering Destiny. It was insane.
Really?
Forbes magazine had it. Newsweek had a special edition Destiny only.
$550 million went to good use.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was insane. I was like, Destiny's in time. Destiny's in fortune. It's what the shit.
Crazy. All right, let's get out. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis A. Stryker.
And I'm done.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.